This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The governor of Kansas, Sam Brownback, has been making the rounds on Capitol Hill this week. Why, you ask? Taxes, of course. Brownback was talking up his tax cuts in Kansas from 5 years ago, offering them as a model for congressional Republicans to follow. Cut taxes on the rich, watch the economic benefits trickle down to everybody else. Thing is, the years since those cuts took effect in Kansas have not been kind to the governor or to his state. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has that one.
In 2012, Kansas cut the tax rate for certain businesses to zero. It slashed income taxes. It reduced the number of tax brackets. Here's Governor Sam Brownback back then.
This is like shooting adrenaline into the heart of growing the economy.
Fast forward to 2017.
It wasn't a shot of adrenaline. Kansas had stagnant growth, three credit downgradings, and we had a $1 billion deficit.
Democrat Jim Ward is the minority leader in Kansas legislature. He led the charge this past summer to repeal the Brownback tax cuts.
You should look at it and learn from it. You shouldn't replicate it.
This is the argument many Democrats have made. But the comparison between Kansas and the GOP tax plan in reality only goes so far.
There are some similarities. However, there's a lot more differences.
Kenneth Criz is professor of public finance at Wichita State University.
The Kansas plan did not touch the corporate tax.
But he says a more glaring difference between the Kansas cuts and the GOP tax cuts is that Kansas is required to balance its budget, at least on paper. So, for example, Kansas had to make disastrous cuts to its education system to pay for tax cuts. Congress has more leeway. It can increase the deficit to some extent. But Criz says he does see one big similarity between the Kansas tax cuts and the GOP tax cuts.
Both of the plans have been completely oversold.
Tax cuts, he says, have been shown time and time again to be pretty weak drivers of economic growth. Bradley Heim is a professor at Indiana University who's researched the aftermath of the Kansas tax cuts.
At the end of the day, Kansas didn't see a big explosion in growth and entrepreneurship.
He says he'd be surprised if, at the national level, that result was any different. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.